I do want to go out to the phones and welcome in Jason Withington. He's a Clay County Commissioner. We've had Jason on the show. I believe you guys went to high school together, Cody. I believe that's accurate. Jason is joining us. You and Cody went to high school, right? Together?
Yeah, I was his sister Devin was in my grade, but okay. I think you were like a year younger than me or something.
If Devin was in your grade, yes, we were always one grade apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was the case. I appreciate you coming back on. We're obviously keeping an eye on what's going on in Jefferson City this week and potentially with a package that could help fund or at least give the option and tools to fund a potential new Royal Stadium. Maybe that new stadium could be in Clay County. That's why we wanted to have you on. I saw your Facebook post yesterday, and you can summarize it a little bit if you want, but essentially you talked about obviously the interest on your guys' side, but that no formal discussions have taken place with the Royals in the last year.
Yeah, so I probably should correct that.
Okay.
So I said no formal, discussions, but Brooke Sherman did meet with some of our commissioners back in December, but it wasn't like a formal meeting. It was, hey, you know, we're evaluating North Kansas City's in play, but I mean, they didn't give us any formal ask letter or anything like that, like they did the previous time. So we did meet with them in December, but it wasn't a formal negotiation, and yeah, we haven't had any real negotiations with them since they picked these crossroads.
When you look at, like, I guess the formal letter, what's the difference for you guys, I guess, on that end versus not getting it? Like, the letter just says, we'd like you to draft concepts. We'd like to just let you know you're officially on the radar. Like, what the initial formal letter say versus like not getting one this time?
Well, yeah. So the last time, I mean, they literally said, you know, this is exactly what we're looking at. You know, this is what we request from the county, and this is what we basically would expect. You know, this time, you know, we really haven't heard anything. I keep hearing that Clay County is the only option for Missouri, but I mean, it'd be nice if somebody came and talked to us too, right? So, but you know. We'll see what happens today in the legislature, but yeah, we just haven't had any real talks with the team since 2023 or whatever. 22.
Okay, so you said like the who are you hearing? I guess from like Clay County might be the only side. The other state senators and stuff. The people who are debating it today, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was some senators in the news and everything that said Clay County was the only potential site for Missouri as the Missouri option. And, you know, we're open to that. You know, we just want to sit down and have a discussion and everything. And we need to work out. I mean, there's a lot of details, especially if they want to have this. You know, John Sherman has said he wants to have a decision in June or July. I mean, that's month and a half away. So, I mean, there's a lot of discussions that need to be had with the county and city before that can be done.
We're talking to Jason Withington, Clay County Commissioner. With what's going on in Jefferson City this week, I mean, it seems pretty obvious from the outside here that if there is the opportunity for the Royals to be in Clay County or obviously stay in Jackson County on the Missouri side, this has to get done this week or maybe in a special session in the fall. Without this additional funding, do you believe it's viable for the Royals to stay in Missouri?
Yeah, no. Honestly, I think they'd probably end up in Kansas. You know, just to be honest, you know, we're going to need some help from the state to make this a possibility, whether it's in Jackson County or Clay County. But, you know, I think Governor Kehoe is working really hard on this. I've talked to Governor while he was on the campaign trail a few times about it, and he said this was a priority for him. And, you know, he's even said, this doesn't pass, he's calling a special session, you know, the day after session in. So I think he recognizes that the state needs to be involved with this also.
Do you think residents would vote for it? I guess is the following question. I live in Clay County. Would residents, if they had to vote on a sales tax incentive in order to get it in North Kansas City, do you think that it'd pass?
So, you know, without going into too many details, you know, there was a poll that was reported on, and I don't have the poll, but I've been told what the numbers were, and it looks pretty impressive. You know, the polling's polling, you know, everything can change day to day. So
sure.
It depends, right? It depends on if it's a good deal for the county. It depends on if it's a good deal for the citizens of Clay County. I mean, everybody's got problems giving billionaires money, right? But
sure.
I think it just depends on what kind of what the details are, which we have a lot of details that need to be worked out.
And with that, and what you just said there, we are still, of course, talking about some hypotheticals here, but I know some of the thought was if the state money, that this package that is being discussed in Jefferson City, if that comes along and perhaps have the numbers potentially changed at one point, you know, the sales tax that maybe Clay County would have to vote for, people are saying, well, that percentage is going to be way too high to pass. Now it seems like at least there's been some reporting suggesting that it may not require as much of a sales tax increase as maybe we people were talking about a year or so ago.
So, we haven't had any of those discussions. Yeah. I know the team had asked for a 1 cent sales tax the last time. And, you know, we were not prepared to ask the voters for a 1 cent sales tax. That was just way too big of an ask. So, we'll see. We'll see if we do talk to them. We'll see what their ask is this time. So, but we have it again. We just haven't had those discussions. So, I don't know what they're going to ask for.
Sure.
Because last time they specifically asked for a 1 cent sales tax.
What's the number that makes sense, you think, for Clay County? Half a cent, 3/8 of a cent, something closer to Jackson?
Well, I would say no more than half a cent. And I'll tell you why. The way that the law is written is it would take, if we went above half a cent sales tax, it would require two additional or it would require two ballot questions, right? But if we stayed at half a cent or less, it would only require one ballot question. So
lastly for you, what's your feel on I guess what's going on at in people maybe you've talked to at the state level, just with where things stand on this potential funding mechanism that is being discussed this week before Friday's session ends?
Yeah, I think, talking to some people down there this morning via text and everything, I think they feel pretty optimistic. I've talked to some Democrats and Republicans, and they feel pretty optimistic that an agreement will be made and this should pass as is. So,
Jason, appreciate the time, and hopefully we can check in here in the next month or so and see where things stand.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on, and you guys take care.